the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, by the mercy of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and our dearest Gurudev, we have taken Diksha in the lineage or family of Sri Advaita Prabhu as a Gaudiya Vaishnava. And my most merciful, compassionate, and loving Gurudev gave us the name Mahanadi Madan Gopal Das. Madan Gopal is the name of the personal Thakurji that Sri Advaita Prabhu worshipped, and this Thakurji is still being worshipped today in Sri Shantipur. And also one form of Madan Gopal is also in Sri Navadvip Dham, and there's also another beautiful form of Sri Madan Gopal in Vrindavan, and Dvaitavat, which is below Dwarasaditya Tila. So the beautiful story of Thakurji, Sri Madan Gopal, that beautiful, most mischievous, romantic young boy of Vrindavan, worshipped by Sri Advaita Prabhu, is narrated in the authorized and complete biography Advaitacharya, entitled Sri Advaita Prakash, by Sri Ishan Nagar. The story of Thakur Madan Gopal goes like this. Before the advent and appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu went on a Tirthayatra throughout Bharat Varsha. During that All India Tirthayatra, Advaita Prabhu came to the lila-filled pastimes of the forest in Vrindavan, Charasikosh Vrindavan, Brajmandala. When Sri Advaita Prabhu saw Govardhan Hill, Advaita Prabhu submerged in an ocean of love and filled with ever-billowing waves of ecstasy. Raising his arms above his head, Advaitacharya danced in joy as he beheld all the different nitya lila stalis of Radha and Krishna's eternal sweet loving pastimes in Braj Mandala. Advaita Prabhu bathed in Manasi Ganga at Govardhan and took darshan of the famous Thakurji Haridev and completed his Kiraj Prikama. At Dan Gati, Sri Advaita Prabhu remembered Krishna's Dan Lila of blocking Radha from passing while demanding tax. Joking to himself, Sri Advaita remarked, "This is the place where Radha and her sakis had to pay tax to that Don Vihari Sri Krishna." When Advaita Prabhu arrived in Vrindavan proper, he stayed beneath the banyan tree now known as Advaitavat, at the foot of Dwadashaditya Tila beside Sri Yamunaji. At the end of the night, Sri Advaita Prabhu had a visionary dream of Krishna. In his dream, which was like real, Advaita saw Sri Nanda Nandan captivating the worlds with his luster of fresh monsoon clouds. Krishna was sporting a crown of peacock plumes, caressing a flute to his lips, dressed in shimmering yellow dhoti and sporting golden ankle bells. Krishna's beautiful body appeared softer than butter, and it was filled with the nectar cream of Ras. Krishna's body is filled with the nectar cream of Ras. Seeing Krishna's extraordinary form, Sri Advaita Prabhu reeled in bliss and started dancing in euphoria with upraised arms. Krishna, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. Krishna, Krishna, Govinda, Govinda, Gopal, Gopal. At that time, Krishna Chandra spoke, "Oh, Advaita Prabhu, you are my very body, and your association makes waves of prema surge within my heart. You are none other than the most generous Sri Gopeshwar Shiva Mahadev, who have now appeared for the benefit of the conditioned souls. You are redeeming all the conditioned souls by revealing the lost holy places, preaching pure devotion, and by chanting Krishna's holy names. Listen carefully, O Dvaita, a divine jewel of a murti, Ashtadhatu murti of mine, previously served by Kubja named Madan Mohan, is lying abandoned in a kunja Dwarashaditya Tirtha, hidden inside that kunja. In fear of robbers and vandals, I have hidden this form of myself in the bushes. That murti of mine, Madan Mohan, is covered with a thin layer of dirt. Collect some Brijvasis and uncover me from under the earth and establish my puja for the benefit of the world. After saying this, Krishna Chandra disappeared and, filled with pure prema, Advaita Prabhu loudly sang the name of Hari. Hari, 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 Hari. Hari, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he danced. When he met the villagers, Sri Advaita Prabhu said, "Everyone, regardless of their social caste, please come with me quickly to Dwarashaditya Tila to uncover a wonderfully elegant Tribhanga Thakurji of Krishna." Carefully wielding axes and shovels, the local people worked hard to unearth the Thakurji murti of Krishna. Seeing the matchless beauty of Thakurji, all the Brijbasis were awestruck. Under that banyan tree at Vaitavat, they erected a temporary temple, a straw hut, and installed the Thakurji Archamurti with the customary bathing rites and rituals. Advaita Prabhu engaged a pure Brijbasi Brahman in Thakurji's seva, and then he went on Vrindavan Parikrama. By the force of providence, some wicked miscreants learned of the new deity installation, Murti Pran Pratishta. Heavily armed, they came to break the deity and dishearten the local devotees. You can find out what happened in the next audio. Jaya Madan Gopala Mohan, Jaya Madan Mohan, Jaya Madan Gopala, Jaya Madan Gopala. The astonishing glories of Advaita Prabhu ki jai.